welcome to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey, where it is our mission to empower Christians with boldness and courage in every place. This is Jacob Hawk, the host of this podcast. You may be sitting in your car in traffic, walking in your neighborhood, exercising at the gym, or just trying to relax after a long day, but we are thrilled that you have joined us to spend time in God's Word. For more content, writings, podcasts, and other materials, I invite you to visit drjacobhawk.com. May God bless you richly and have a great day. Well, I want to welcome you back to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey. I hope you're having a great day, that you are enjoying this beautiful fall weather. And today I'm going to begin to finish this series that we've been covering, How to Ruin Your Life by 35. We have two more lessons in this series, and this is part 8. If you want to ruin your life by 35, then you need to ignore God's leading in your life. If you've ever had spiritual conversations with people before, and if you've heard someone say, I feel like God is leading me to, and then they fill in the blank with whatever that may be, what thoughts usually come to your mind? What do you think about that person? What do you think about what they say? I feel like God is leading me to blank. Maybe sometimes you're encouraged, maybe you're impressed. At times, maybe you're skeptical or confused or maybe even a little bit jealous. You may ask the question, well, why do I not feel God's leading in my life? You feel it in yours. I don't feel it in mine. Well, it's not that the Lord doesn't lead us. It may just be that we don't always know how or when He does. And if you want to ruin your life, you need to ignore what God could be doing in your life behind the scenes, the ways that He is leading you. So if we want to be thinking about the ways that God leads us, well, how does that work? What does that look like? I want to give you 4 ways today that we can know for sure that God leads us. Number 1, we know that God leads us through His Word. Even long ago, when King David was writing many of the Psalms, David wrote in Psalm 32, verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Clearly, God speaking to His people. I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. God instructs us through His Word. He did in the Old Testament. He does in the New Testament. But it's very interesting if you read the very next verse in Psalm 32. In verse 8, God says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. But then in verse 9, God says, do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle. You know, horses are wild animals. If they don't have someone forcing them in the way that they should go, they're going to go their own way. Right after God says, I will show you where to go and how to get there, God says, but don't be like a horse who wants to take his own path. We often ask God to show us where to go, but then we fight against the directions that He gives. And God says, I'll be your guide, but don't fight me. Don't fight me like a horse that fights his rider. You know, our world today provides many different voices that we can listen to. We can listen to the news, we can listen to political figures, we can listen to social activists, we can listen to social influencers, and we never know whose voice is the most credible. But when we read Scripture, we know exactly who we're listening to. We are listening to the Creator of heavens and earth. And God's Word is never going to lead us into sin. People will sometimes say, I feel like God is leading me to do this, or God is leading me to do that. And you ask the question, is that decision going to make you more like God or more like the world? And if that decision is going to make someone more like the world, we can tell them for sure, God's not leading you in that direction. Because God's word is never going to lead us into sin. Number two, God leads us through His Spirit, or the Holy Spirit. Paul would say in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, that those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Those who are led by the Spirit of God. Now, the big question is, how do we know when the Spirit is leading us? Now, people often disagree on when He, the Holy Spirit, is working and when He's not. I admit at times I've been skeptical of people who said, I feel like the Spirit is leading me to take this job or move to this place, because I've never known anyone who said, you know, I feel like the Spirit is leading me to a job that pays significantly less, or I feel like the Spirit is leading me to a place where I won't have what I have here. It seems like we always feel like the Spirit is leading us to a place that will improve some type of aspect of our lives. But similar to the Word of God never leading us into sin, the Spirit will always lead us into the likeness of Christ. If we think that the Spirit may be leading us to a place or to a neighborhood or to a career that is going to pull us away from our fervor in the faith, we can know for sure that's not God leading us. In fact, that could be Satan leading us. That could be temptation leading us. Because the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to make us more like God. Number three, sometimes God will lead us through the wise counsel of friends or family members or mentors. Now, Solomon would write in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 23, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed. From whom or from where do you get advice? I've said this many times before in teaching classes, but if you are sitting at the table and you're the smartest person at the table, you're at the wrong table. You need to be around people who are smarter and wiser than you. Our mentors or our friends or the people that we listen to play an incredible role in our lives. In fact, I think it's really important for us to note that when we look at the life of David, you know, David had ups and downs, but one of his really low points was when he committed his grievous adulterous sin and later covered up a murder with his relationship with Bathsheba. It's interesting when you look at the timeline of David's life. David commits adultery with Bathsheba after the death of his good friend, Jonathan. Now, I'm not saying that sin would have not have happened if Jonathan was alive, but there could be a possible connection to the fact that David had lost the influence of his best friend, and that made him make a choice that he should have never made. Your friends have a huge impact on your life. And number four, God leads us through providence. Now, this one may be the most difficult for us to define or quantify. There's actually no Bible word for providence. You won't find it in the Greek. You won't find it in the Hebrew. The closest we get is the word perhaps, which is mentioned a couple of times, one in the book of Philemon, verse 15, that perhaps this happened because God was at work. But even though that word providence doesn't appear in Scripture, the idea of providence runs throughout the entire Bible. Like Moses being saved as a baby by being placed in a basket and floating down the Nile River. Or Rahab helping the spies inside Jericho. Esther coming to power to help save the Jewish nation. All of these were providential acts of God. The timing was just right. Now, we do ask the question, how do we know when the providence of God is at work? And no one ever knows that for sure. Sometimes we know it through open doors. And I believe that when God is opening a door, He doesn't just crack it open. He kicks it wide open. Sometimes it's when God closes doors and keeps us from going someplace where maybe we want to go. But what we must understand is even when that happens, it can be providential. God's delays are not God's denials. God wants what's best for you and for me. And if we learn to follow God wherever He leads us, we discover that His plans are always better than any plans we could ever dream for ourselves. So, how does God lead us? Well, He does it through His Word, through His Spirit, through the wise counsel of friends and family and mentors, and through providence. We read in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 22, "Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." But may we always remember, there's no reason to ask the Lord for guidance if we aren't willing to obey Him. It's one thing to ask God, "What do you want me to do?" But it's a completely different thing that when He answers, to actually go and do it. And if you want to ruin your life by age 35, or really any age, then ignore God's leading in your life. As always, thank you for spending some time with us today here at Road Talk. Keep your eyes on heaven, and I can't wait to talk with you next time. God bless.